So we're continuing that Vav Amar Beis learning, and we're starting like 10-15 lines from the top. Ve'ela b'may kamiflegi. The shaila is, what's the machlokes abai v'rava? Because we said that all the psukim always being marba mav mahani mav levahani. So what's the nafka mina lahalacha between abai v'rava? And even Rivas Susa, we just said that it's really psukim the machlokes, and not in svara of mahani of levahani. So the Elav Maikam Mifgi, what is the Machlaikis Rav and Abai Lahalacha? What is the Machlaikis? The Elav Maikam Mifgi Abai Rav. So the Gemara Shinui Koina. The Machlaikis is of Shinui Koina. So Rashi has two pshatim in what Shinui Koina means. Either means Shinui Koina means that Shinui means something you're shining from Das of the Torah. And the question is that work or not? And really, he says, no, there's not Afmila Halacha, he's saying. Just if you find one, you'll find one. Just Afmila is a Shinui of the Torah. Kaina or not. That's one Pshan Rashi, Shinu Kaina. Other Pshan Rashi, Shinu Kaina means if someone steals and then he changes the item, is a Kaina or not? Like we said before on Davar Aleph, that's Tolim Avalahim Mahani, because Kinyan Zela, you need for every Shinu, you need a Kinyan Zela. So according to my Yamaha's Avalahim Mahani, Loi Sigzel, you don't have a Kinyan Zela, so you can't have Shinu Kaina. Shinu Kaina means the Nafkamina will be if Shinu is Kaina by Gzela. That would be Nafkamina Allah Rav and Abaya. Before the Gemara Grata said that everyone agrees that it's Shinu Kaina on Amud Aleph. But now the Gemara is changing, saying, no, that it won't be, we'll go Kuna Mayim Shinu Lav Kaina, and that'll be the Biyam Achlekes Abaya and Rava. So one Shaila, that's one Shaila, Shinu Kaina, Lishna Achina, Behani Shinuye de Shaninon. That the Shaila, the whole Nafkmina is, you know, the Terutzim that we gave, that's the Nafkmina to Rava Abaya. Had it, you know, all those Tazim, we say all those Psukim, that'll be Nafkmina to Abaya Rava. Just had to answer every parasha, if it's Rava Mahani, or it's also the Terutzim. And the first way we explain Shinu Koina comes out that both of these two are exactly the same. And Rashi says, because one's the Yishalmi, one's the Bavli. But either way, we're not really saying a Klar Nafkmina. We're saying either Klug says Shinu Koina or Nafkmina is what type of Turutzim to say. As another lesson in the Gemara, which Rashi is not Gerus, we're going to learn it. Lishta Achmina Berivis Ketsutsa. It's Taka Nafkmina's Berivis Ketsutsa. La Abai Loi Mahader. You don't have to give it back because I'm Ovid Mahani. Lay Mahadir Rivis. Rava Mahadir Rivis because Mahadir is the Rivis because I'm Ovid Loy Mahani.
I thought the Gemara in the Teretz Rivis.
The Gemara slugged it up before. But
yeah. I thought the Gemara in the Teretz Rivis.
Right, Gemara had Teretz. That's the Lishna Chvina saying it doesn't have Teretz. Rashi Gar not Gerz, Lishna Chvina, but that's
the Gemara. Why
does the Gemara not Gerz? Rashi doesn't say why it's not Gerz. It's not Gerz. It doesn't have any preparation. It sounds not Gerz in it. What are you talking about? You have any questions? Vahabaya Nami, Rey Gemara Kasar, I'm sure you, Abaya holds that you do take away Rivis Susa. But by name of Gin Rav Susa of the Yonim. You are Moitzer Rav Susa of the Yonim. We want to bring here a story here where a Machlaikas has to be Ezen Eshech. We're not going to the Machlaikas. What you're going to see from the story is that you are Moitzer Rav Susa. Dama Abaya. Hadein the Masi Bechavri Arba Zuzi Beribsa. Someone owed his friend four Zuz Beribis. Beyovle Malva. The Ribis payment every month was four Zuz. One month he gives him Yovle Malva Bechanuse. He said, here, take this shirt, it's really a $5 shirt, but take it for the $4. So, when you take it away from him, when you moitzi the ribbis, how much are you moitzi? $4 or $5? You know, the shirt he already wore, it's already not here anymore. What do you take away? $4 or $5? You can take it two ways. I mean, I can give you $5, I give you a shirt. Oh, I gave it to Malcolm four. So what's the halacha? So it's machlokes.
Wouldn't you only take it at $1?
No, the ribbis was $4. The ribbis was $4. The ribbis was paying $4. And instead of giving him payment of $4, he gave him a shirt which was $5. He said, here, instead of $4, I don't have cash here. Take the shirt, the $5 shirt.
Not a principal payment.
What?
It's not a principal payment.
No, ribbis payment. So when you take away from him, how much take from him? Four or five? Can you give a dollar of Kine? Behind Jesus is Matana, who? The Yavlai? And say that extra Jesus is Matana. So that's what Rabbi says. You take away four, and the last Zuz is Matana. Rava or no? Chamish of Gimelay. Why? My time a kula but Teiras Ribsa cost the other. The whole five came to the Teiras Ribbis, so you take it away. So what do you see? That Abaya, we're not getting into the Machlekes here, he's a national Machlekes, but we see Abaya is Moitzi Ribbis. I am Ovid Mahani. So you see, nothing to do with Ovid Mahani. Ella, ki kamifka by Rava Vashina Kaina. Back to the first Pshat, Shina Kaina. Again, we said two Pshat Vashina Kaina. What it means, either means Shina Kaina Bagzela, or means if Shina is Kaina. Which means you changed the Eibishter's Das, you changed the Das of the Torah. Ad kan the sugya Ovin Mahani, Ovin Mahani. We're starting a new Gemara, which will talk about Bali Mumin, Vahamistaif, and other things. Torah about it. The first Brisa was, we're not going to understand everything, then the Gemara will explain every part of the Brisa. Tana Rabbanan. When we'll stand it, we're not going to stand how the drashas work. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Ashevay Mum Lo Yisakrivu. In the parasha of Mum, it says a lot of times the psukim says Lo Yisakrivu, and says Lo Yisakrivu. So Sitnu Mehem Al Mizbeach. There's a lot of different times these words, and we're going to dash in all of them. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Ashevay Mum. Any behemoth has a Mum Lo Yisakrivu. Don't be makivel on Mizbeach. What does that mean? If it means not shechting it, it says it later on, it says it. And we'll see, the Gemara will explain that. There's an iser to be makdish about mum. Forget about being shechting about. Of course there's an iser of that. Even to be makdish, there's an iser lav. You see from here, it comes out of makdish about mum in the Gamizbeach. Someone was makdish about mum in Gamizbeach, and then he brings it on his Mizbeach. You know what lavim is over? Over mishum chamisha shemis. Over five lavim. Mishum Baal Takdishu, which came from the Pasuk Baal Takrivu. Mishum Baal Tishchetu, we'll see where that learns from. Mishum Baal Tizagru, that's three. Mishum Baal Taktiru Kuloi, you know, being makted the whole thing on his back. Mishum Baal Taktiru Miksasa. So five laven altogether. Mishum Baal Tishchetu, Mishum Baal Kabbalah Sadam. Even Chayiv, Kabbalah Sadam of Baal Mum, if you makabah, you catch the dam, the blood of a Baal Mum, you did a Maisa Kabbalah, it's also a lav. So it could be six laven according to Reza Rehuda. And now the Gemara is going to go ahead and dash out of Psukim all these different lavens, Rika, Ktara, Shchita, Hektish, everything. Amamar, in Baal Tashchitu, if the Pasuk of Lo Yisakrivu means not shechting it, Hari Amal Mat, as Rashi says later on about not shechting it. Hechen Amal, where is that Pasuk? So the Gemara, the Tanya, they've learned to the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Iveres, Oishavur, all these are names of Bali, these are names of Mum on a Behema. Iveres, Oyshavar, Oycharutz, Oyabelas, Lo Yisakrivu. And now, this is not a possible Yisakrivu. It's not to be confused, the possible before of Kol Asher by Mum Lo Yisakrivu. Here it says, all these things, like Iveres, Shavar, Oycharutz, Oyabelas, Lo Yisakrivu. Ma Tamalayim, in Baal Yatakrivu, Rekva, Amal Amayla, says all the possible. Ma Tamalayim, Baal Takrivu, Baal Tashchatu, shouldn't shecht it. It says later on in the Pasuk, the Ishu, we already know that it's a Shchita, it's a Hektish. It says a bit later on in the pasuk, the ishaloi sitnu mehem. You shouldn't. Yeah, the pasuk we have before, yeah, because the earlier pasuk. No, it doesn't mean in the parasha the pasukim on that order. Pasuk, it's in Parachov Beis. Pasuk Chof says kol asher by mum lo yisakrivu kilaratzin yilachem. Pasuk Chof Beis says iveres ishavur oicharutz yabelas agerva yalafes yakrivu eilel Hashem. Then it says the ishaloi sitnu mehem amazbeach Hashem. When we dash that part of pasuk, the ish.
It's funny because it is backwards.
Why? Hektish is first. I'm soaking. Hektish is first.
I know. The Braisa says. Well,
I know, because you want an order now. I know, because you want an order in the Psukim to be the order of the process of doing the carbon. That's why. Echnaim, if I only have one, we'd say the first one's Shchita. Echnaim. You're right. But now we want an order. The Parashah is Vaita. Ve'ishaloi sitnu mehem. Elu ishim. That means fire. You're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. Eli ele kulam. You only know you're not allowed to mark of the whole. Balmum, Miksosim Nayan, Hainu and I'll do some of the Balimum and Zemurim, how you know some of them. Tamalayim Mehem, from them. So that's already two lavin. One lav for the whole thing, one lav for part of them. Zrika is Dom Nayan, Hainu is Zrika. Tamalayim Alam Mizbeach, it says Alam Mizbeach, Mizbeach comes to teach us on the Mizbeach itself. Lashem, the rabbis, Sara Mishdaleach. Lashem teaches us. Because it says every only things that are on Mizbeach of Zrika, but how do you know if you take a Sar Mishleach and you makdish the Baal Mum, that's also a lav. Lashem is marba even a Sar Mishleach, which is not going into Mizbeach. You throw it down to Azazel. Still, the halach is that if you makdish that Baal Mum, Azazel Sar Mishleach as a Baal Mum, you're over a lav. So what does it come out? Lashem is being marba Sar Mishleach. And we must have a kash on that. V'lashem l'rabbisu, is Lashem being marbe something like Sar Mishleach? By the time you learn to the Braisa, this Braisa is talking about Shchutei Chutz. So it says, Shchutei Chutz, if I take Chulin and bring it inside the Beis Mikdash, there's no Chiv Karts in that. And it says, why? It says carbon. By the time you eat carbon, Shveni Af Kotcheved the Gabayis. Maybe if you shecht a kotzer v'gabayis outside the Beis Hamikdash, maybe a chayiv for shchutei chutz, because but the gabayis is also called the carbon. Shnikru carbon, kinyan shenam. It says in the pasuk, v'nakriv is carbon Hashem. It's talking about the gabayis there. It's got the pasuk in Parashas Matos. It says v'nakriv is carbon Hashem. Isha shemotsa kli zav et sadav et somid. Talking about things given to the gabayis. It's called the carbon. So maybe that's also a gabayis also is chayiv and shchutei chutz. Only something that's possible to bring it to the Ayel Mayed is a Chi of Shudichotz. Shein Royal Pesach Ayel Mayed is not Shach bring it to the Ayel Mayed. Ein Chayav Malav is Shudichotz. There's no Chi of to bring it, no Chi of if you bring it outside. So Oitzen Yes Eilu. So I'm excluding Bedek Abayis. But maybe a paras chatas and sar mishleach means a paras aduma and sar mishleach. Maybe those are chayav for chutz. Why? Because technically they're royal pesach amayit because they're not a bal mum. Loi oitzi paras chatas sar mishleach shem ruuyim pesach amayit. They're both royal pesach amayit. This one a bedik abayis. That's not royal. Why? Because usually you take a bal mum and you makrev for bedik abayis. But a paras aduma and sar mishleach, which are tumim, they're whole animals. Maybe they're called royal pesach amayit. It's chayav shud chutz. Therefore, there's no lav of shchut echutz. What do you see from here? That Lashem is coming to exclude Sara Mishlech. And by here, we're saying, by Bali Mumin, we're saying that Lashem is being marbe Sara Mishlech. So it's a stira. Amarava, no, Hosam and Yonah Dekra, and here from Avahacham and Yonah Dekra. There it says, but Pesach. The rabbi says the Pesach Amayit Leviu. It's being married by anything that's royal the Pesach Amayit. So Lashem will say is the Hoitzi is coming to exclude Sar Mishleach. Hacha here it says the Isha, which is a carbon, so we know Sar Mishleach is not included. So why say Lashem? So it's like Ein Miyad Achamiyad Del Rabbis. Hacha the Isha Lahoitzi Lashem is the rabbis. So that's the difference. Lashem someone's going to be rabbi, someone's Lahoitzi. It depends on the context of the pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to discuss Sar Mishleach a little bit. So the more time with the cost of Kral Hashem, because it says Hashem, that's what we know you can't be Makdish a Sara Mishleach a Balmum. Time with the cost of Kral Hashem, hold loy my Sara Mishleach, halloy Rabbi Krav, not for the pasuk. Lashem, have a mina Sara Mishleach Balmum, Shabbatom, you can bring a Sara Mishleach as a Balmum. Frank the Gemara, how's that possible? Mechti, ain't girl kavuel b'dava royu. You need the girl is only possible if you have two. If the girl was, which one Sara Lashem, which one Sara Mishleach? You have to bring two animals that are both royu Lashem in order to make a gairul. So anyway, we know Sar Mishleach can't be Balmum because it has to be royu Lagrola. Omer Rav Yisr, his answer is, Homani Chanan HaMitzrihi, Domar, a few of Dan Bekois. Let's say you had a Lashem and a Azazel. And the Lashem already you shechted and it's in a Kois. And all of a sudden something happened to Azazel and it died. So what do you do then? Don't fill it down because you could still maybe chaver mezavgle. Bring another one and say this one's the azazel. So then you would have a havmina that you could do a bamum. Kamash long it can't be a bamum because here is no agrala. Right the gemara. What do you mean? Who said you don't need agrala? Nehida shamble lechana mitzvah lo have a dichoy. Good, you learned from there that dam because doesn't become possible. You can use it, but loy tzarach agrala mishamble. Maybe you still have to take two other animals, make a girl, and the sar lashem that comes out that girl will go l'ri'ia. You have to let it pasture to look at some mum. And Sar Mishleach will pair up with the kais. But who said you don't need agrala? Nisham lechana mitzvah have a dichle. It's our agrala misham lei. Don't maisi magrel. So we're still asking, what do you need a card that can't be about mum? We anyway know it can't be about mum. Needs agrala. Elam Rav Yosef, Hamani Rav Shimon. He going to Rav Shimon. The Tanya learned in a brayso. Meis echad mehem. If one of them die, maybe chaveri blei agrala. One, either Sar Mishleach or the Sar Lashem died. You bring another one without a hagrala, the Rav Shimon. So I'm saying, if you're Rav Shimon, it's the geya to say the inalabi makdish of Balmum for sar hamishdalech. That's one teretz. Rav Amadim teretz. The nitzucha goin shuhumum by b'yoyim. After you made the geyrul, the sar mishdalech got a mum, and then you went ahead v'chilah chaveri. You transferred the kedusha on another Balmum. So there's a lav of loy sakdishu. Kusalka dayt chamina. You would think. Bishlam mi'ikara, you need a tamim because lo yadin in high mikvah l'shem because you need it for the hagrala. I'm on top of Zamir Aleph. Avahacha, given the inker Hashem, here, since maybe you're ready, you know which one's Sar Mishleach, maybe there's no problem if it has a mum. Loy lucky. Kamash long is it's a mum of Sar Mishleach. The Gemara's answer giving me a case where it wasn't a gay hagrala because we just finished saying that for hagrala, you needed them both royu without a mum. So we're saying the case was his. He made agrala already, and then he got a mum. Then he transferred to another behema. There, the halacha is that there's an issa lav on sar mishleach. You think there's no issa lav? Kamash lon, there is issa lav on sar mishleach to make it a bamum hektish.